that's moving fast. The days are often blurred. We focus on our own needs and our own voices are heard. But Jehovah is the hearer and he listens to each word. He invites us to a doorway that is never, ever barred. The Apostle Paul would whisper names throughout the day and night, setting the example to keep our brothers in our sight. So pray for one another, for the righteous man's plea has a powerful effect on the things we cannot see. It's a labor born of love, a tender, deep compassion, turning our hearts to others in a selfless, godly fashion. When we pray for those in struggle, our own burdens start to fade. We see the same hard trials and the choices others made. It draws us ever closer, even if they never know. The seeds of active kindness are the ones we start to sow. For when we offer practical help to a friend in need, we're helping answer prayers by every humble, helpful deed. So pray for one another, for the righteous man's key has a powerful effect on the things we cannot see. It's a labor born of love, a tender, deep compassion, turning our hearts to others in a selfless, godly fashion. Pray for those in prison and call them out by name. Imagine how they feel today, their hope still like a flame. Pray for those who take the lead and for their faithful wives, for those who face the storms of life throughout their weary lives. Be observant of the sick, the young, the lonely, and the old. At your specific request, be courageous and be bold. When he sees the love that we have spared, like a child who begs for mercy for a brother who is ill, we reflect Jehovah's kindness by our hearts and by our will.